Because bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
God, knock the fuck out, man!
This is the greatest intro, like, you know, soundbite that I've ever put together. So I had to, like, soak it all in. What's up, Danny Boy? And welcome everybody at home to this week's episode of Happy Hours here on Exotica TV, episode 642. Thanks so much for joining us. I am your host, Jay. I am already proclaiming that I am going to be voting for Gritty for president in 2024. This over here is my buddy, Dan. He's going to be smoking that legal New Jersey ganja for the rest of his life.
It's been legal for me. I got my medical shit.
Yeah, but now, Dan, you just cover yourself in it. I mean, like, you can just go out and go nuts.
Can dip my balls in it.
Now, does it change the pricing? Do you think it'll change the pricing?
Yeah, it should get lower. I mean, it's expensive. Medical's expensive as fuck here. It's like $60 an eighth. Or $60 a cart.
Yeah, no, that's...
Which counts as an eighth. But, I mean, yeah, they should lower that shit for sure.
Oh, man, what a week, Dan. What a week.
It's been crazy.
It has been really crazy. And you know, I kind of feel like I'm in the middle of it being here in Philadelphia, but goddamn proud of this city in the last couple of days, man. Where, like, it's been crazy. We didn't kill anybody. We didn't burn anything down. That was nice. But that's
to come.
Yeah, but no, I think we're like in, you know, a good space. Literally every storefront in this city was boarded up for the last week and a half. And so,
but isn't that how Philly always looks?
No, this was, it went a whole, I mean, it's a little smelly, dirty, and people tell you to go fuck yourself all the time. But like, usually there's glass on the windows and, you know, looks kind of normal. So, So it's been a great week, and I think, I hope it stays as smooth as it's been. So anyway, how's your week, Dan Ben?
Dude, it's, as shitty as any other quarantine week.
Yeah.
There was shitty stuff. There was good stuff.
Give me your most positive memory of the week, Dan, because that's really all I'm going for this week.
When I woke up this morning and saw that some states turned blue.
Yeah. You're goddamn right.
That was it. And you know what my next.
Well, I'm not a crook.
That it's Friday and we're here on the show. I get to see you, Jay, because I haven't seen you in person in 7 months.
Longer than
we've been doing this Exotica TV thing for 24 weeks. 24 weeks, Jay.
Doesn't feel a day over 23.
24 fucking weeks.
Yeah. Ah, man. Yeah.
You know what else I don't remember is our show last week.
Yes. Bat Dan was in rare form.
Correct.
I actually like thought of maybe making you like where they're trying to get you to wear the Bat Dan costume just moving forward, like for the rest of the time, because that shit was priceless.
I'll drink my whiskey, smoke my weed.
All right, so listen, let's run through a couple things and then we're going to keep moving with the show because we already got people posting like they're sick of looking at us. So a couple of things. One, as usual, we're running our MrZilla.com happy hour-ish promo code that runs now, pretty much just runs happy hour-ish on MrZilla.com. Dan, what shirt you got on today?
I got my Master of Zilla.
Oh, nice. I like it. I'm repping my Tara Patrick Mr. Zilla shirt. So let's see. Yeah. So we got that. Check out MrZilla.com. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all those other things at MrZilla. Let's see. What was the other housekeeping thing? I don't really know.
I don't know.
Fuck it.
You're right. Nobody wants to look at us. You know who they do want to look at?
Who?
Our two guests.
And who would that be, Dan?
That would be the legendary Vivid Girl / Vivid Radio host / all-around bodacious brunette, and her friend, a bodacious blonde.
Oh, look at that, beauty. Covering all bases.
Both have been to a majority of our Exoticas over the years. Please welcome to the show the one and only Christy Canyon and Sarah Vandella. What's up, ladies?
Where did the 7 months go?
Seriously. We were saying just before we came on air, the last time that we saw Christy was on... What was it? A Legends interview that we were doing on Exotica
Spotlight,
TV. Yeah. 7 months ago.
That was where we were ambitious and we did these shows like two of them a day, every day. And then we just decided like, fuck it. We're just going to do the one day a week.
I've come...
make it super, Make it super special.
I've come to realize that I like need to drink to do the show. So like when we were doing it 5 days a week, I probably was not my best self. So, you know, I decided to think about me and turn inward.
And now, Sarah,
have you been on the show?
She has not.
She has not.
She's an Exotica TV virgin.
We will be gentle.
We will be gentle. Sarah, how you been? We haven't seen you in forever.
Great. I'm doing well. Thanks.
You're doing well. Now you're an East Coaster like myself and Jay, but you're out west right now?
I've been living in California for 11 years, so.
Oh, that.
But you're originally from the East Coast, right?
Yeah. But right now I'm on vacation in Arizona.
You're on vacation?
Nice.
What
are you doing out in Arizona? I mean, is it like open and people are everywhere, or is it still?
It's a birthday thing.
Okay, right on.
Dean, I like the door. I could tell it's a hotel. It's got the emergency exit plan on your door.
Well, it looks like a nice hotel.
It's in case she needs to make a run for it.
Yes, exactly.
Are you guys going to pick on me the whole time? Because I'll just.
No, we're not picking at all. What?
Wait, where'd she go?
She left. She thought we were picking on her?
I don't know.
No.
It was a bad connection. So maybe it was just a bad connection or something?
Ooh.
I don't know, but she'll probably call back in. Who knows?
I'm going to text her.
You guys, I am so happy to be back on your show.
That's good, because you're the only one now. So.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you know what?
No. I just texted you, Dan. Has she signed at your shows before?
Yes. Okay, yes, that is actually a first.
Yeah,
Why?
I have no fucking
idea. I mean,
idea.
Listen, I understand Dan is a dickhead, but like, other than that,
well, what do we say? We asked her where she was. I said, "You're originally from the East Coast, right? Like us." Then we went into.
I think it's a bad connection. Let's stick with
that. Yeah, we'll stick with the bad connection. Just like Donald Trump is going to find those extra votes. Like, let's just keep moving.
You guys are so. Well, you're stuck with the.
Hey, listen.
So
you know what?
Your prize, baby.
We were only really talking to you anyway, so we're just gonna keep moving.
And you're so cute. And you just never know when it could flare up, if you know what I mean, baby. Okay, Exotica, they're coming back in February, correct?
Yeah, February is our first show back. We're going to be doing Miami on, what was it, February 12th through 14th, right, Jay?
Something. Yes, it is, actually, because we know it's Valentine's Day. The big thing now, dude, I mean, like, listen, let's be realistic, though. Yesterday, 120,000 coronavirus cases in the United States. So, like, you know, yes, I want to be doing these shows, but, you know, what it was. Oh, there we go. Hey, look at that. Somebody just donated 10 bucks.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah. Lon Maya. Nice job.
Pick it up with your cheeks like I used to have to.
That's actually more than a tenth of what we've gotten the entire
time
we've been doing this.
So, which is funny because it actually leads me into this. Dan, you want to hear some interesting facts? So we started maybe like, I don't know, a couple of weeks before we really stopped doing like, you know, full blown Exotica TV episodes every day. We started doing like kind of a tip bin or like whatever. So people could like, you know, send us a dollar or two, whatever. And over the course of, what would you say, Dan, the last 4 months, we collected a whopping $85. So we were thinking like, maybe, listen, Christy, we are not versed in this. This is not, we're obviously not capable. So I took the $85, I rolled it into Bitcoin. So, which, by the way, Dan, is now rolling. We are up a whopping $16 now from our initial investment, bringing us up to $105.40.
Wow, we tripled our money.
Oh my God.
Think about that.
I don't have Bitcoin. I don't understand it, but everyone that's in the cryptocurrency loves it.
Dude, Bitcoin's up over almost $16,000, $15,500. It's like went crazy for the last day and a half. So there's the shining point, Dan.
There's person.
We will. She is no longer able to come back on the show, by the way.
Hey, you'll fill me in later.
Yeah, and you know what? And I'll never hear the end of this from Jay. Never.
Was it my fault?
No, I don't know what it was.
It's got to be Dan's fault. He's the only one that really talked.
Dude, everything's my fault. Dude, what? I mean, hold on. What did I say?
I have no idea.
Wait. I said, like, you're originally from the East. Are you in the East Coast? You're originally from the East Coast, right? Like us. So that's good. That's one thing. Then asked her, you know, how's it out there where you are? And you said something about the hotel.
The door. I could see the sign on the door.
Right. That she's in a hotel. Maybe she's in, like, witness protection program out there and you just blew her cover, Christy.
I don't know. I take no blame. I'm just me. But, you know, in all fairness, I do know she walked off of a Vivid set once, and I do know that she shot for Ginger Lynn, my buddy, for her website, gingerlynauctions.com, where I happen to have some used bra and panties up right now, and there was a little problem there, too, so I wouldn't take it personally.
I know, trust me, I don't, but...
I think she just blocked us on Twitter.
Did she really?
I think so.
No.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. This is like...
Oh, my God.
This is fucking crazy.
This is amazing.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Hold on. I'm going to check mine. I'm, like, pretty mellow, you guys. I'm, like, seriously.
Oh, my God.
I don't... There's I don't get along with in the business.
Wait, let me guess. I know who it is. Wait, no, I don't know. Oh, wait. I do know who it is.
Who?
Does her name rhyme with Amber Lynn?
It doesn't rhyme with it. It's exactly that name. But you know what? That's the kind of thing where everybody, it's hard pressed to find someone.
I know Ginger doesn't get along with her either, right?
No one does. And I get along pretty much. I just stay in my own lane. I have my own little bubble. But every so often you see her, you know. But no, Amber's the only one that I just genuinely, because she was mean to me. And I don't like people to be mean to me. No. But, you know, what are you going to do?
So you know what's so weird, Jay, by the way? And Jay, you're Mr. Mac, right?
Right.
Why does her text messages are coming through on my phone?
Right.
But they're not coming through on my iMessages. Why is that?
Are they green
everybody
or are they
else
blue?
Has come through. No, everything else comes across on my iMessages.
Are they green
blue.
Or they're blue on your phone?
Oh, yeah. My God. I feel honored that I was with you when you first got hung up on by a guest.
Christy, you do a show.
You're the ultimate host. Like, you've done this way better and longer than all of us. Like, have you ever had somebody just dip out like 5 seconds in?
No, the closest I came was on Playboy Radio. Ginger and I had Mercedes Carrera slated, if you remember her. Mm-hmm. Yes. Buxom brunette, vivid girl for a minute.
She just went by Mercedes.
No, I lied. It wasn't Mercedes Carrera. She's still in prison. It was Mercedes. She went by Mercedes.
Mercedes is great. She had problems?
She came on our Playboy show, and it was a three-hour show. So she showed up at 4 to come on at whatever, 4:30. We were going to push her till 5, so our producer went out there and said, Mercedes, we're sorry, we're running a little late. We have Brad Armstrong, da-da-da-da-da. She's like, I don't wait for anyone. And she walked out. So you know what? It happens. We catch them on a bad day. We catch them, who knows? I've had girls just plumb not even show up to Bolt. Like,
oh, man.
It's the life of a porn girl. And I want your viewers to know, I had a facial this morning at 9 o'clock. Not the one at 9 o'clock last night from the cop.
Right.
But yeah, like a salon this morning. He actually gave me about 3 facials last night, but today was like a salon one. So, and I have no makeup on because I thought that it was at 5 o'clock California time. So hence that's why.
Well, you know, good news. I texted you to make sure that you were all set, and good news that you're here because otherwise it would just be Jay and I.
Oh my God.
You know what, Dan? So, I'd hang up on you.
Oh, I did nothing. I did nothing wrong.
You're such a dickhead, Dan.
This record. No, I honestly didn't think anything went wrong. I almost thought.
Maybe she recognized you.
What? She knows.
Maybe
me.
There's. Yeah.
No, maybe it's Jay. There's some weird history there. I don't know.
Something happened.
Good shit. So we'll talk. Maybe we'll talk about it later.
Maybe,
let's see how much.
Yeah, let me get a couple. Let me get a couple more drinks in me before I tell my Sarah Vandella story.
There's some good shit. But anyway, but Christy, so you got to. So you know where we got the itch to do this show, right?
Yeah.
From doing Vivid Radio with you guys at the shows and, you know, at the Exotica shows when you guys would broadcast from the Chatterbait booth. So whatever we've learned here, well, we learned many things. Marcy, who's your producer, I guess, right? At the show?
Yeah, not more, I'm sorry to say. She is at the Exoticas, yeah. But not my day-to-day show on Vivid Radio.
But Marcy Hirsch, Marcy, we love you and miss you.
Love her. I still okay. talk to her.
Tell Marcy you love
Hi,
her.
Hi, Marcy, I miss you in the way that
Even
you hold
Marcy's
me.
Not listening.
And but, I get to smoke
so
your
Marcy
weed.
So Marcy would just get, like, so it would always be Jay and I and either our co-host, well, the leader of the pack was either you or Aiden Starr or Annie Cruz.
Yeah.
That's my dog. My dog's barking. Can you hear my dog barking?
No.
Those are my dogs. My dogs are barking.
Dog's barking.
My dad used to say that about his feet hurting. You know who I had on yesterday on my Vivid Radio show, who I love and adore and I miss so much, April Flores, who was one of the Vivid Radio girls.
Absolutely.
And I was on your Vivid Radio show, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, on a Thursday.
Jay couldn't make it.
I couldn't make it. Where was I?
Jay went deep
I was
sea
deep sea
fishing.
How fun. Yeah. My best friend, one of my two best legend friends, Victoria Paris. She's totally into like deep sea fishing and scuba diving and all of that.
Do you have any legend friends, Jay?
Legend friends?
Do you refer to me as your legend friend? I'm kind of legendary.
I mean, not really. No.
You're so funny. Oh my God. You guys are so great. You are so amazing. I love
it. Listen, we're just hanging on by the skin of our teeth at this point.
On Vivid Radio. So what are the rules on Vivid Radio? What can't you do?
Yes.
Here we just can't show nudity.
We can't have sex.
Okay, we can't have sex either.
Well, maybe we could, but...
Well, we have a camera. As of right before the lockdown, I walked it, because we would still have sex. It's radio, right? Oh, it's theater of the mind, right? And I'd be like bent over the desk talking. And then I walk in one day, and I'm like, there's a camera pointed at me. Someone put a camera in the studio, so I can't. So, okay, so we have to, you know, now we can't officially have sex, but we talk about fucking a relative unless you put the word step in front of it.
Okay.
And what if you said I was fucking my step-grandpa, but he's really not my step-grandpa, he's my real grandpa. I did say step.
You're illegal.
He might be my step-grandpa.
No, you're illegal.
You know, you probably could say it, but I haven't chosen to go that route yet. And I have a sneaking suspicion I wouldn't get fired. Vivid has been literally giving me a check every week or every month for 30 years for something. It's going to be hard. They're going to have to, like, literally shut down the station before they let me go.
Drag you out. You're going to be like the Donald Trump of Vivid. Yeah.
Do not go there. Don't. Go there. They love me. I've been all the states. No, isn't that funny, though? 30 years since 1990. So, we just signed for like 3 more years. So, I'm not going anywhere anytime soon.
Okay. So, you can't talk about it has to be staff, no incest.
Yeah. I don't think you could talk about scatting.
No poop. Yeah, you can't talk about poop at all. Not even whether or not you're scatting, you just can't talk about poop.
Yep.
And who wants to?
Like, if I said Marcy, Dan and I ate a bunch of white. It's Sunday at Exotica, New Jersey. We just got done eating 20 White Castles each.
And I got to poop.
And if I said on the air, let's wrap this show up, I got to poop, that would be a no-no.
And you know what? The great thing is they're so easygoing and they love us. We'd get like that stern warning.
Yeah. So that's usually when Marcy walks behind me and smacks me in the back of the head while I'm speaking. Yeah.
Right. Other than that, though, it's pretty serious XM. It really is.
So I've done radio before. I mean, that was, but the Vivid Radio was Jay, was that your first foray into the airwaves?
Well, I mean, I told the story actually when we first did a show with Christy. Christy was kind of one of the first people that I ever talked to about Exotica. It was at an AVN show in like 2005, at the Sands Expo Center back in the day. I was there kind of cruising around telling people about this new show that was going to happen called Exotica. It was going to be huge. And we had, really no idea what the hell.
Huge.
No idea how we were going to do it or make it happen. But it was in my brain. It was going to happen. And Christy,
I was probably like, great. That's awesome.
She was awesome.
Yeah. be there.
Yep.
Going, well, yeah, sure you are.
Sure you are, buddy. Whatever. By the way, I was like 25 years old. Like, you have like some kid like running around the thing, like telling everybody that he's going to have like, you know, 15 or 20,000 people and all the business. You know, it just, I realize now, I look back on it and it's laughable. But it's also, it worked out to kind of be true, which was even crazier. So, you know,
later. That's amazing. Yeah. I love what years. You guys have done. You kicked it into a whole new sphere, orb, whatever. And my friend Patrick P is watching and he says it's so much fun. Patrick, we love you.
There you go, Patrick. Yeah, no,
Patrick. Is Mark, it says Mark Davis joined. I wonder if that's the Mark Davis.
Somehow I doubt it.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say Mark Davis is a relatively common name.
Well, no, Mark Davis.
Oh, I know Mark. I know Mark Davis.
Ex-husband of your white whale.
I know.
Of Kobe Thigh.
It's him. He got in a horrible bike accident about 3 weeks ago. So I think he's laid up with broken bones. So once again, I'm going to say it's probably not him. Plus, he's married to like somebody, in, you know, I don't want to say what she does, but I don't think so. I mean, he has my number.
Is she the female chancellor of Germany?
No, she's not the female chancellor of Germany.
By the way, we have a listener, John Beach, who tunes in every week, and he's on here, and he's actually got a photo of you two as his profile photo. So, big
me and
big
him?
Fan.
That was sweet. Yeah, that's no, sweet, John, to have a picture of us.
Yeah,
is funny. He holding your jugs?
Yep.
My jugs, my moobs, my man boobs. Moobs.
Oh, man.
Moobs.
This one's going to go down as well.
Moobs.
Just
be thankful you weren't on here last week. Trust me.
Yeah.
It was bad. I don't remember half the show last week.
Dan was dressed as Bat Dan.
It was Halloween. And Jay was dressed like Tom Cruise in Top Gun.
Yep.
Oh, my God, how fun. I went out with, for Halloween, I went out with Ginger Lynn and Taylor Wayne. Need I say more? Yeah,
see, I haven't seen Taylor in fucking forever. Taylor was like one of my first like real like friends that we became friends. You know, after I met her in the business,
right?
When I started, because you know, I came from a music background and a journalism background to the editor of Genesis magazine, and I had met Taylor and her husband at the time, Lorian. You know Lorian,
yes,
right?
Photographer, and Lorian. Friends to let you know.
Yeah, no, and anyway, you know, we became like really, really good friends. And unfortunately, we all like drifted apart after they split up and everything. And I still keep in touch every so often with them on Twitter or something. But yeah, I miss them both. But Taylor, yeah, I mean, Taylor was like just always, you know, our buddy. And actually, she came to I think she was at the very first Exotica, the second one. I mean, the first one I did.
Taylor Wayne.
Okay.
She might have actually been at the first one. Like she
no,
was...
she wasn't. She was with me because I was at. We did.
Okay.
What was that show? Jesus Christ.
The Exotic Erotic Ball.
Exotic Erotic Ball in New York. They did it, and Taylor was there with me, and that's why I didn't go to the very first Exotica, because I was busy doing that show. I had better things to do.
Great. Jeez, so whatever. After the show later today, I'll forward you a couple pictures from our dinner. She looks like she hasn't aged a day. She's unbelievable. She's amazing and fun and witty and just adorable.
She's a big Trump supporter.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is.
Huge. But you know what?
Huge.
Her and Ginger got into not an argument by any means, but a discussion even about religion. Taylor's very much into God and the Bible, and Ginger's like, it's a fucking shit. Yeah.
Since when?
I don't know because I was talking to the cop and I wasn't really paying attention. And then Taylor outed me to the cop. She's like, you know who you're dating, don't you? And he's like, yeah.
Wait, hold on. So this fucking genius detective cop or whatever.
Wait a second. He didn't know.
Dick Tracy had. I had done the Vivid Radio show. Right. And before we were doing it or something, I was talking to Christy about something before we did the show. And she had mentioned about this cop or whatever that she had just met, and she was going to be going out with. I thought you had said he had pulled you over, but
he was at a parking lot, and I just went by to say I love cops. Cops are great because I support our troops. I back the blue. Every time I've gotten a ticket, I've earned it. And then I'm just like, oh my God, and you're really cute. And then he got my number and been together.
The rest was history.
That's
then
sweet.
He came on her face 3 times yesterday.
She was cum drunk. She said
yes.
As that and wine drunk, but But. So, and Taylor was like, you know, she's one of the biggest legends.
So wait, so he's out with, hold on, he's out with you, Ginger Lynn, and Taylor Wayne. And you and Taylor Wayne probably, you know, Taylor's like boobs are, whose boobs are bigger? Yours, right? Hers?
I think hers. Pretty close. They're anyway, very close.
Whatever. It's, I mean, they're like, yeah, I don't want to say like, yeah, they're just gigantic, ginormous, huge. And put your top back on.
You said I could keep pull them out.
No, I said there's no nudity. So
it's not nudity. It's a tan.
Okay. Anyway, so he's out with you, Taylor, and Taylor. Like every time Taylor goes out, not that you don't go out, but Taylor's like always very well put together, right? I mean, she's always her makeup, everything's on fucking 100% point.
Right.
Yeah.
Does she still do the flower in the hair shit?
Oh yeah, she looked like she was ready for a box cover.
So. And Ginger Lynn, you know, who, again, one of the most recognizable names in the history of adult.
he's
out with the three of you. This cop, this, you know, Gina, he's not a detective. He's just a cop.
Yeah.
I feel better now. But he had no idea who the...
So you're going to get him demoted to a desk job, Dan. Watch out.
He's going to be directing traffic. So he had no idea who you were. So what was his response?
He looked like he got real pale. He wasn't sure where to go, but he doesn't. Who cares? They love it. No one cares what I do.
And obviously, it didn't matter. So,
no, it's never.
Yo, that motherfucker went home and Googled the fuck out of you. Like that was that like
went home and explored. Yeah. He didn't Google that night.
Is he older or younger?
A year younger than me.
Okay, so I mean, so he knew who you were.
So 33, 34.
He didn't. Yeah, sure. That's how many. Yeah, my new age is my amount of time that I've been in porn. So I'm really only 36 years old. That I decided that's my new age.
Nice.
How many years I've been in the adult business? No, he didn't watch porn. You know what? And that's the thing. If you don't watch.
So he had never heard of you, though?
No.
So is that? So let me ask you, because we've asked the questions and we'll get to one in a second. But
we asked the questions here.
We asked the questions. You answer.
Sit down over there. We're going to need you to take a seat in the corner. We got some questions.
So we've asked a question before, like, you know, is it hard to date, you know, when you're, an adult film star and date civilians? And, you know, but, you know, how many people, like, you know, I mean, I know there's people that actually, you know who you are and, you know, would try and date Christy Canyon. But don't worry, I'm not going to sell out your real name. But there's other people that, you know, that date you and, you know, you date and they have no idea who you are.
None. You know what?
What is it? Like, what date do you say, hey, you know what? By the way, there's something I got to tell you.
I just bring Taylor Wayne. Let her tell them.
No, seriously. You could bring Sarah Vandella, but she just would leave before you ever got to tell them. Anyway.
Ba-cha-boom.
So what's your date?
Ginger told somebody like a month ago. My friends tell them. I'm like, Ginger, tell them who I really am. And she's like... Now, did you know that you're fucking Christy Canyon?
That's like
a problem, though. Never. No one's ever cared. No one's ever cared. In fact, I think it's like fun. They love it.
So before I met my beautiful girlfriend now, I had dated a little bit between my divorce. And, you know, I would always be there. Like, if it went past the first date, I'm just like, you know what? I don't want a fucking deal. Yeah, I'm not gonna. I just want to get this shit out in the open. I'm too busy for this shit, this nonsense. So I would say, and like I remember telling somebody, it was like maybe the second date or third date, and like she just goes like, and like you know, I'm just a guy at the time who was an editor of a men's magazine. You know, I had I'm not banging anybody on camera. I'm not like I'm not even shooting this shit. Yeah, you know, and it was just like that. Now, Kathy, my girlfriend, she's she was like, that's hysterical. That's cool. She told everybody, it was pretty awesome, and she had fun at the parties and all that, and that was that. So that actually brings us, Jay, to our segment of the show of Cat's Curious. So Kathy will ask me questions from time to time that she wants me to either ask guests or it could just be at a moment. It could be an intimate moment in our lives. And hey, do you ever think that, and it's just that. So Cat's Curious is our question. And
by the way, sorry, this was set up so that because there was going to be four people on screen, so I'm going to go ahead and move this graphic over here to the bottom left.
Jesus. Yeah, right now it's sitting over Christy's eye.
Yeah, we don't want to cover that. We're
just put it over my head, Jay. Nobody wants to see my big giant head.
Anyway, I could make your head twice the size and it still wouldn't cover for the fourth person that's obviously missing out of this show.
Oh my God. Anyway, so there it is. That's under me. So, so what do you think? So, I mean, you've been doing this for 36 years, right?
Right.
And, you know, obviously, you know, I'm older. You know, we're Jay's older.
137 years old.
I'm 137, Dan, you know. But, you know, it's the business is always like, it's always like the new girls, right? Are always like, you know, the 19-year-olds, the 21-year-olds, the 22-year-olds. You know, so, I mean, as you go, because did you ever take a hiatus in the business?
A couple times. I started in 84, worked till like April of 85, took a 4-year break, and then came back in 1989.
And you, what was the last year you shot in?
1998, one of the Where the Boys Aren't.
Right. So that was the question. What made you want to stop? Is like aging into business, like, yeah, rough? Is it like, what's the cutoff, do you think, for age?
None.
No cutoff.
Do you ever get like, you know, do you think there's women, not maybe not yourself, but are there women that you know that, you know, were from, I guess, our generation in the business that get, you know, not, I don't want to say jealous, but, you know, with insecurities or anything around some of the newer talent?
If they do, they don't tell me. I have no idea. I don't know. I mean, I only quit because at the time in the late 90s, you know, I married Tim, who used to be a writer for Knight Publishing. That lasted a whopping 2 years, but I was still being so. I was gone half the time. He was the best dog sitter anyone could ever have. But I was still dancing. I didn't, you know what? I only quit because I'd been doing it, you know, 14 years or something. I don't know. I had fun. And then it was time to just kind of move on. But for no other reason, it's not like, oh, I'm 30. I got to quit. Hell no. Yeah. I'm me. I will never age out in this business.
Well, and you're lucky too, because you have to always remember that the talent grows old with their fan base as well. You know, so like yes, people can be introduced and whatever, but like you're only 24 once, and so is everybody else. You know, so like I'm sure as you've gone, I'm sure you still have fans, and I'm sure some of them are in this Twitter stream that I'm looking at right now that you know, were fans of you 20 years ago and are fans of you today. And you know,
absolutely. When Ginger and I, we signed together at the AVN this past January before the world shut down. Right. And guys were there that I've known since my first show in 1985. They have grandkids now. Like, it's awesome that there's this real connection with a lot of my fans. They've seen me grow. They've seen me, yeah, get older. Thank God, because the alternative's not good. And they appreciate me.
Yep.
You know, I'm sure that there's, you know, once a year I'll get a nasty Twitter. Oh, you're fucking old now. You know, okay, block. Like,
cool.
No, right. Really? I'm not 18 anymore? God damn it. What happened? You know, so.
So, Dan, does that answer Kat's question?
I don't fucking know. I guess. Of course it does. No, it was just like a question. I mean, it's, dude, what are you going to do that? I just realized something. You know what I just realized? Maybe Sarah's a Mets or a Jets fan because I have Giant or a Patriots fan. Because I have like Giants and Yankee shit behind me. Maybe that's why she left, Jay.
I don't think that's why. I don't think we'll ever know.
How does she have a password? She actually has a password protected like Twitter handle. How's that work? Like, I mean, I understand you have to approve them, but like, I don't think she didn't block us. I think she just like, or from the looks of it, it looks like her account's just password, like, or request, you know, private or whatever.
Jay, how many beers in are you right now?
I don't know. Enough. Not enough. No.
Jay's not ready to spill it. Jay, take a drink.
No,
I'm on my second. I'm almost done with my second glass of whiskey. Oh, yeah.
You know what? The cooler full of beer that was on my rooftop last Friday still had ice in it and still had beer in it.
It's warm out today, though, here. It's like 73 degrees.
Yeah, but not for the last week. Like, the last week has been cold and gross and shitty. Dude, so we've now gotten a third donation. Okay, I need to take a second here. So John Beach just threw in, I think it was $5. John Beach threw in $10. Patrick Palmer threw in $10. And
love you, Patrick.
And Lon Maya donated $10. That literally, Christy, so you know, we had made
Herschel Savage guy, right? He's like friends of Herschel.
$5 over the course of Exotic TV. We have now made $30 in the last 27 minutes. So,
dude, over the course,
we're putting it all down on Ethereum, and we're going to roll the dice.
We're going to roll the dice. Actually, let's bet it, Jay. Let's bet it on a football team, like a football game.
So, no. I hate to bring it back to the election, but one of the things that I watched during the election, like the last 2 days or whatever, and I found interesting. I'm sure they did before, but it's just, I think, easier to find the internet now. They have betting odds on who's going to win the presidency. And so it was crazy because like Biden, like
he probably went back and forth
weeks ago. Biden was like way ahead, you know, whatever. On election night, Trump went up to like 74% at like 10 o'clock when Florida had come back in and like they hadn't really reported. And it certainly wasn't going to be the blowout that everybody like hoped it would, or 50% of the country hoped it would be. But like, yeah. And so I've watched this now. Biden is resting at like 94% or something, like, you know, it's there. But it was just interesting to think like, fuck the pollsters. Like, I'm going to go with like the bookies and the, you know, the odds makers. Like those guys probably are, you know.
What's Kanye? What's he at?
Kanye? I think somebody said in one state, Kanye got like 12,000 votes.
Kanye got 1,200 votes in the state of Vermont, where my home state, like, which makes, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it makes sense or it doesn't make sense. Cause honestly, like it's just 1200, like fuck yous, you know, like whatever, you know? I don't know.
That's crazy. I love
it. So what are your predictions? Like, so when Trump, you know, if and when Trump loses, cause I know we do have some people here that are Trump supporters and we look unlike,
and we
some
love
people,
everybody.
We love everybody. We don't
as
care.
Long as you love
who
us.
You want. When this is over, just get the fuck over it, and whoever wins, who it wins. Whoever loses, loses. Just shut the fuck up, and let's get back together being a country.
It's not going to happen that way. If it goes that way, who knows? Who knows? But you know what? We're all going to survive. We're all going to live through whatever happens.
If there was cheating going on, right, wouldn't you think the first two people you would want to get out is Lindsey Graham
and Mitch
fucking
McConnell?
Mitch McConnell?
Yes, I would. Dan, you told me not to descend into this kind of conversation. So
I know. No,
I'm going to go ahead and roll into a little segment I like to call Weekly Update with Jay Hammond. No spinoff or ripoff of Weekend Update. Totally do not sue us. We don't have any income. Actually, we have $30. So if that's what it takes.
Oh, no, actually $105.18.
So usually it's a lot more fun because we have four people here and you know, we got three people giving feedback, but you know, that's okay. I think that honestly, when I look at you two, I think you probably would have equated to 99.9% of the conversation anyway. So here we go. First story, Florida man driver flashes I didn't even hit the graphic. Hold on a second. Florida man. There he is. Okay. That makes sense now. Florida man driver flat. You can't see anything there. You know, people, you'll just have to go back and see this.
I'll hold up my
Florida man driver flashes a gun after a passerby questions his penis size, says Key West police officers. So a Florida Keys man was jailed on Halloween night after police said he threatened a man with a handgun while in his Jeep on Duval Street. The reason for the gun flash, someone questioned the size of the driver's penis after he revved the Jeep engine, according to police reports. So when asked for his response, the man said he would have flashed his dick, but he couldn't find it. He was later released and given a ride back to Mar-a-Lago.
Really didn't say that. Oh, yeah,
you like that?
You added a little.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Jake and I write jokes today.
Yeah.
We're comedy writers too.
All right, so story number two. Here we go. Baby shark becomes YouTube's most watched video of all time. Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby, it's the most annoying thing you've ever heard.
People need to get back to work.
Seriously. But listen to this, Christy. You ready? The song has been played 7.04 billion times. Billion with a B. Overtaking the previous record holder of Despacito, the Latin pop song.
Despacito.
I don't TikTok. I don't YouTube. I Twitter and I semi Instagram.
Played back to back, that would mean that the number of plays that Baby Shark has had would stream continuously for 30,187 years.
That's almost as old as
The song creator Pinkfong, that's his name, stands to make about $5.2 million in the YouTube stream alone. All right.
Damn, from song, that's now, for, crazy. I'm business.
Again, I wrote this joke 20 minutes ago, so now for a frame of reference, that is $5,199,895 more than Exotica TV has made. But this isn't even a right joke.
Okay, what was my joke on that?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You don't remember it?
I don't have it written down. I deleted it. I moved on.
You deleted it? My joke, I think, might have been better.
No, I don't think so.
My one sentence is, you get that shark singer to perform at the next Exotica.
Baby Shark. It's just an animated thing. Anyways, we're moving on.
Ready? To get back to
Canadian police sees a... Oh, wait, hold on. Canadian police. There we go. I got the graphic of the zebra smoking a spliff. Canadian police seize $150 million worth of pot, three kangaroos, and two zebras in an organized crime investigation. Investigators with the Organized Crime Bureau, Guns, Gangs, and Drug Enforcement Unit laid the charges as part of a Project Green Sweep, which took place over the summer. The project saw officers conduct 15 search warrants on various cannabis growers throughout the York region in Canada. Those search warrants resulted in 37 arrests, 67 charges, and confiscation of three kangaroos and two zebras. Sources close to the case were quoted in saying, "Fuck you, Carol Baskin."
Is that Baskin and Robbins, Carol?
Oh my God, Christy, do you ever watch? Do you have a TV?
Yeah.
Come on, Dad, tell me that was a good one.
Wait, I got to be nice to Christy because I don't want to accidentally make fun of her that she leaves.
If she leaves, we got nobody left.
By the way,
what are we going
to
do?
Big thumbs up, by the way, to our producer off the scene, Ted, who just actually edited the graphics and will be posted on podcast and Spotify later on iTunes. That only has Christy and not Sarah on.
We should have put Sarah like coming out the side with just like the tip of her nose, like she was like running out the door.
Guys, what the fuck? I have to give a shout out to my friend Dave in Ohio who said that he's listening and watching.
All right, Dave, here we go. You ready? We got only one and a half more stories for you. So,
one and a half.
By the way, I missed that total graphic. Here we go. Maybe I drank a little too much for this one. Man banned from Yellowstone Park for trying to cook chickens in hot spring. Park rangers were alerted to the incident when they received reports of a group hiking towards Shoshine Geyser Basin.
Geyser
Basin. Whatever. I can't read anymore. With cooking pots. A ranger approached the group and discovered two whole chickens in a burlap sack in a hot spring with a cooking pot nearby. The man's from Idaho, part of a group of 10, was cited for foot travel in a thermal area. Apparently, you weren't even supposed to get close to them, let alone cook chickens in them. He also was ordered to appear in court, according to Fox News. After pleading guilty to the charges, he was sentenced to 2 years unsupervised probation and $600 fine. So anyways, in other news, Yellowstone KFC has announced that they will no longer be offering Geyser fried chicken.
Oh my God.
My joke, I think, was better. That was my first one.
It was the same joke. It was just a different.
No, deliver. I changed it.
Porn are weird. Hey, we go around doing this kind of shit, you guys.
Do you know KFC got rid of the slogan, "It's finger looking good" during the pandemic?
I don't know how long I can keep this graphic up, so I'm just going to go ahead and say this one. I like the last line. I don't need to explain it anymore. We're just going to go ahead with man uses scrotum skin for nipple reconstruction surgery. All right, here we go. Thank you, everybody. This is another episode of Weekly Update with Jay Handy. Back to you, Dan.
Nice. You got rid of that graphic quick.
Okay, yeah. I got a little porn news, little sad news. I heard this week that the world-famous Mitchell Brothers shut down for good.
Get the hell out of here.
So, nope, gone. Mitchell
Jay,
Brothers.
Do you know what that is, Jay?
No.
Mitchell Brothers?
Nope.
Oh, so Mitchell Brothers is the theater where Deep Throat. They're the guys who did Deep Throat.
There's a movie about the Mitchell Brothers. It was Artie and Jim Mitchell. And one of them, I think Charlie Sheen played one of them. One of the brothers killed, I mean, this was like a famous strip club in San Francisco in the Tenderloin District. And it was one of my favorite clubs to dance at. It was amazing. And so one of the brothers killed one of the brothers. So then it was just the Mitchell brother. And then the other one died, I think, just of old age. And then I guess whoever ended up with it just decided during COVID, let it go.
You know what's some other sad news, by the way, too, is world famous Vivid Girl from back in the 90s, early 90s, right? And late 80s, Gentile passed away.
No, she was
She was a Vivid Girl for a while, I think.
She was 95, mid to late 90s. Mid to late 90s.
She was blonde, right?
Beautiful little, she looked like, and she wasn't.
Wasn't there California. Another, there was Gentile and Janille or something. There were like two names.
No, Gentile.
But what, who,
was
there was
Jen Teal.
I know, but there was another.
Janine.
No.
Julia
I'm trying,
and
I'm searching Jay. Like my post high school brain.
Jay's in that group in the 90s.
Yes.
But
Jay's very organized. He has his whole porn collection, I think, on his computer in like folders and
not
tags.
At all.
No, you don't?
Nope. Nope. Nope, not at all. I actually don't keep it at all. Like, I back in the day, I'm sure I did, but now, like,
Blackhawks.
It's kind of just everywhere. Yeah, no. DP.
DP. ATM.
So when I was on a porn set in the 80s, right, and I was so young and so naive, and someone's like, where's the DP? And I'm like, oh, my God, they have Dr. Pepper. Can I have a Dr. Pepper? Like, I literally didn't know what a DP was. Like,
it could have been director of photography.
It could
too.
Have been.
I think that because then they were looking for enemas because the girl was going to have a DP.
Was there, did they do, I mean, yeah, not to sound, but did they do that then?
Believe it or not.
Did they have buttholes back then?
Ginger
they have buttholes. Was there anal back then? When did they invent anal sex?
Probably in the Greek times.
Yeah, dude,
something.
Definitely.
The Greek times. Look at you.
Well, you were going to say Ginger Lynn, was she like one of the first?
I'd never seen it. Like, I'd heard of it on sets, and the first time I ever saw it in person, because not many girls did it, and Ginger didn't do it all the time, but it was for Vivid in a Ginger movie called I Dream a Ginger, and I had a little part in that. And I remember I'm fucking PT, and all of a sudden I see little Ginger weighing all of 90 pounds, you know, doggy style, and I'm like, later, PT, later. Like, I wanted to see what was going on.
PT's Paul Thomas. Jay.
Right.
Yep.
I'm educating.
I know the name. I had never met him. I don't, can't imagine.
It's PT, not PT Paul Thomas, not PT Barnum.
Right.
Right. Although at times he was PT Barnum. But no. And then he's a great, great guy, really nice guy. But I had never seen it. And that was the first time. And I thought, how does that little 90-pound girl take massive porn cocks in each hole? And she seems to be enjoying it.
I bet you she would not have hung up on a webcam show.
Jay, have you drank enough yet?
She would not have hung up on it.
I got to get this out there because, I mean, you want to hear the story? You want to hear a funny exotic
story? No, we're not telling my story. Okay, fine.
I'm willing to listen.
And then you can, Jay, expand on it. So we were doing our show in Columbus, Ohio, where basically – you're looking at the audience that was in Columbus, Ohio. Three people.
It wasn't Columbus, Ohio. Not my story.
It was, dude. It was definitely Columbus, Ohio.
No, it wasn't.
100%. No, not your, not your running. The thing what I'm going
to
tell.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to tell my story. Okay.
Well,
cool.
No. Then you're going to go back and tell. Oh, so all right. You're going to say why?
Great.
Because it kind of. So last week we were talking about Farrah Abraham. Remember Farrah Abraham, Teen Mom?
Yes.
Dan, we got drunken off last show to talk about this too. I think she came up at the very end.
I read an email from Farrah told me to go fuck myself, that you know, she wishes me well with my mental illnesses and all sorts of stuff. It was the craziest email ever. I'm not going to read it again, but if anybody wants a transcript of it, we will be happy to
go back
it.
Go to exotica.tv and watch the last episode of this show.
Watch it. Yeah. So anyway, so Jay, myself, and our old director of sales, Adrian. I don't know if you remember Adrian.
No.
You don't remember Adrian? No? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, Adrian, so we're doing it's Columbus, Ohio. There's like basically nobody there. We're just miserable. We went across the street for lunch that day and got drunk just because it was like the show was so bad. Anyway, we came back and we were doing a seminar of behind the scenes of Exotica, you know, and for so people could ask whatever questions about it. So one of the questions was, who's your least favorite guest ever? So, you know, I said, okay, at the count of three, we're all going to say it. Now, mind you, the seminar was on the show floor in like a little curtained off area there. And there wasn't many people there. So you could pretty much hear everything that we were saying.
And there was nobody. So, yeah, literally nobody at the show. So, that's the good news.
So I go, at the count of three, everybody, you know, say your name. So I'm thinking like we're all going to say Farrah Abraham at the same time. So I'm like, one, two, three. So make pretend you're Adrian. You're going to say Farrah Abraham when I say one, two, three. Ready, Christy?
Yes.
Ready? One, two, three.
Sarah Vandella.
Farrah Abraham.
Okay, I was talking. Who was it really?
So me and Adrian say Farrah Abraham. Jay goes Sarah Vandella.
So there's history.
No, this is, by the way, right, so I hope to God that it wasn't just a bad internet connection. Do you know that it was not a bad internet connection? Because I'm not trying to blow up the world. Like,
oh, no, dude. No, I know for sure.
Okay. Then go ahead.
So anyway, so go ahead, Jay.
So, Dan, the same relationship or memory that Dan has of Farrah Abraham is the relation or the memory that I have of Sarah. And quite honestly, I don't even think she knows who I am or have known who I am. And
she
like,
must have known.
But I don't think, I don't know if like today's little like storm out had anything to do with it. I doubt it did. Like anyways, the story goes, and I won't go wildly into it because there's not really, you can't dig too deep into it. We were doing Exotica Atlantic City and we were outside of the Fanny Awards that we had been producing for, I don't know if it was the first year or second year. And, like I was out front just kind of watching people go in and like staying back and, you know, seeing things move. And Sarah came out like,
welcome. Enjoy your show.
Kind of like spun. And she came like running outside and was just like freaking out about something. It was like, hey, you know, can I help you? Or like, you know, are you okay? And she like basically just told me to go fuck myself and like just kind of snapped on me. And I'm like, that's cool. Like maybe I'm, she doesn't know who I am. So I'm not trying to think like, you know, hey, like.
Well, that shouldn't matter. No matter.
But that's my point was like, you know, and so, but, by the way, I will say that everybody can have a shitty day. And so like maybe she was dealing with some shit and like it just went wrong and whatever. And that's why I was never going to, I would never tell the story, you know, but then like just to see it happen twice in her spot, it's kind of like.
Well, and when I said like, you know, and, you know, just going back, I mean, like, there was a publicist who said something and, you know, that she's banned from the shows. I'm like, absolutely not. Not about that. Just about something else because she wasn't working with this person anymore. And like I said, absolutely not. She's welcome at any of the shows. Yeah, we would love to have her. She's always been a great guest. You know, I told Jay, you know, we're going to have her on with you, whatever. He's like, oh, boy, you know. And I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? She's awesome, you know. But, I mean, I don't know what happened just now before. Anyway, it's just unfucking real. I mean, but I said, like, dude, what happened? You know, we weren't making fun of you. And, you know, she just basically said, like, you know, no, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't want to do this.
Which, I mean, listen.
You guys are in good hands with Christy.
She's on vacation in, you know, wherever. Like, I don't blame her. Like, go, you know, or no, I do blame her. Shouldn't have just said yes in the first place. Like, but,
correct.
You know, whatever.
No, it is.
And again, the last thing I want to do is say, like, you know, the first run-in that I had any, like, it just is what it is. Like,
I'll call it. But I do want to say a big, huge hello to Bill, BFI, who I saw. He's got my
Bill
number.
From Iraq?
Yes.
The Greek Ages, Bill. Yes. He was the one that first.
I just saw his name show up in the chat area. So
I love him. He is amazing. I love my guys.
And Blue.
Dude, you have a crew, Chrissy. Like, this is, I'm impressed.
Would you have a name for your fan club? Like, is it like the Canyon of Heroes or?
What Victoria Paris and I named them in the 90s when we were out there on the road every week. They were our FOFs, Friends of Film Stars, because let's say it was Dave, we had Lawman, we had BFI, but we had all these different Sweet Pea, they all had a name, Tool Man, blah, blah, and they all became friends, and they'd go out to lunches even long after we were gone. Like, they literally became friends. Dave would go out with Cappy. Like, they just, it was great. So they were the FOFs, the Friends of Film Stars.
Why not the FOPs, the Friends of Porn Stars?
Because we wanted FOPs.
Because
that's why. Don't make me hang up on you, Dan.
Seriously, Dan, don't do it. We don't do it. You got at least 5 more minutes. So like, just keep right.
Oh my God.
Don't question me. I'm Christy fucking Canyon.
You know, wait. One thing.
Blue says massive. Blue, one of our regulars here too, says massive loads of love for Christy.
Yes.
Loads.
They're huge.
Okay, I've never said this before, but there's where you could give me those massive loads, baby, on the massive Hooters.
You know, the one thing is, we kind of, like you said, Dan, are slowly running out of time. The one thing I love about Christy's kind of approach with this, and all, like, since I've known her and since we started Exotica, it's much different today with new stars that are coming in. And, you know, people are doing webcams and they're not on film sets. They're not having to speak for themselves in a public space all the time. And watching you guys deal with people and crowds and how the world works, like, is so much different than what it is today. And it's amazing.
You guys should do masterclass. Masterclass of dealing with your fan base. Because I've said it before, people ask us all the time when we're doing the shows, and we have, you know, the Bad Dragon spotlight. So, by the way, shout out to those guys at Bad Dragon. I spoke to our buddy Mike over there yesterday. Everybody go to baddragon.com. Order your holiday shit now.
Tell them, remind them that when we do the show starting in February, I want that first time slot. Because I fuck
first
up your
time
schedule.
Time slot. She likes the first time slot.
You guys have me at like 7 o'clock
she likes
at
all
night.
The slots.
Like, no, my fans.
Prime time.
Prime time.
I like the early birds. I really
the
do.
The early bird specials.
They got to get Denny's before the fucking.
My girlfriend calls it. You know what my girlfriend calls that? That time of night to eat? The Gummer Dickman hour. Because all people with no teeth and old Jewish people going.
I like that time too. So.
The Gummer Dickman hour.
And I got all my teeth. But so remind Bad Dragon, don't forget, put that Christy Cannon in that first time slot, because then I get there, I'm like,
Christy, as long as you promise to stay on till the end of the show, we can promise you that you'll get the first time slot.
Oh, I'm staying.
Okay, good.
I'm committed.
Everybody always asks, like, oh, you know, why don't you have, you know, this girl or that girl? And it might be, you know, the new flavor of the month or something. And, you know, a lot of the girls that come are, you know, the more mature stars, the MILFs, whatever you want to call it. And I'm like, because you know what? They know how to act. They know how to be professional. They don't flake. They show up. They know how to deal with their fans. They know how to hustle to make money. Because you'll have these girls, I was there. I didn't sell that much stuff. Well, you didn't sell that much stuff because you were fucking outside smoking a cigarette.
You were eating chicken wings behind the booth. Like,
yeah, or at your table eating chicken wings or... You know, not even just standing there like this or whatever.
By the way, that
goes
for everybody, exhibitors alike. There will be people that will come back and be like, oh, we had a horrible show. I'm like, dude, you read the New York Times for 6 hours in the back of your booth. Like, of course you had a bad time. Nobody wants to talk to you.
I get the game. I really get it after, you know, all my years.
What are you doing right now?
Opening up my Nicorette lozenges.
Good for you.
Oh.
That's my one bad habit.
That's Jay's bad habit.
Nicorette gum.
I chewed that. I quit smoking 15 years ago.
Me too. I'm like 10 years. Yeah.
I chewed the gum for 10 years till my jaw started to give out. And the dentist is like, Christy, try the lozenges. But they're packed like a motherfucker. So I have scissors and it's like a whole process.
I haven't smoked and it's been a little over 4 years. I just had my anniversary.
Nice job, Dan.
And I don't crave it at all. I don't miss it at all. I mean, I'll smoke my legal weed here, but.
See, no, I don't do that at all. A red wine.
Yeah, me neither.
But I don't like smoking joints or whatever because it reminds me too much of a cigarette.
You guys are so cute. So see, it's a process. I got the fucking childproof off.
Okay? Nice job. Now, it took reading glasses to do it, but she got them.
I got to read my reading glasses now to even see the computer because now it's like you guys are fuzzy. Now you're clear. Fuzzy, clear. Fuzzy,
I'm like
clear.
Fuzzy and clear and.
Jay bought himself the good microphone and the green
screen. Dude, my camera is making me all fuzzy
camera,
and I'm kind of
and the
whatever.
Good lighting. You know what? I got this fucking microphone that was like a quarter of the price of his. I got my stupid MacBook camera.
Please.
You want to see my light? It's a fucking clip-on ring light. Look at this thing. Amazon, $4.99.
Well, why didn't you upgrade? Don't blame Jay.
Yes, sir.
We're broke.
Because Dan, we got $30 more. You know what? Yeah. I'm gonna.
Let me bet it this weekend on DraftKings.
See, okay, wait, before we leave, now I know that Bill is on and a few others. donate. Make it not only the highest night, but make it so much higher, you guys, that no one will ever
are literally
buy some shirts on Mr. Zilla.
If I donate right now, god damn it.
We're $82 in.
A picture of his shirt, right?
Yes, John Beach did. He did.
What did John Beach? What did you buy from Mr. Zilla again?
He had Tara and Raya, I think.
Okay.
Great sunshine.
Tara, let me ask you, because it was running through my head. Why did she hang up? Does she, I don't know, does...
Oh, Sarah.
...have an issue with Tara Patrick? Maybe they had a blowout, and there
maybe,
you were.
Maybe you set her off with your fucking shirt,
Jay. If me wearing a t-shirt is the thing that's going to do that, like, she's got issues then. Like, that takes it a little bit too far, I think.
That's the only thing I could think of, because no one said anything rude, you guys. No one. That's the only thing. Maybe her and Tara had some kind of blowout.
Maybe it's just Jay's face. Maybe it's just your fucking face, Jay.
Maybe it was the Tara movie for Vivid that Sarah walked off of.
Maybe she's Reign a huge Tara? Trump supporter.
Is that what it was? It was Reign of Tara?
I don't know. We could ask Marcy.
Dude. I don't know. She sounded like she was way into the election. Maybe she just fell on the wrong side and what, like, my...
Yes, Streamlabs bill from Iraq. That's who you donate. See that little number there? Streamlabs.com/exotica.
Oh, Bill, you are so cute.
You're the best. And Blue Bill... wanted to know. Blue wanted to know. What did Blue want to know? Jay, what the hell are you wearing? What are you wearing on your head? Gritty?
Yeah, Gritty, man. Oh. Come on. You saw that.
Pull it over your eyes. There you go. That's better.
So what fun you guys must have doing these shows together.
Actually, we do. You know what? And we were talking. We had
we do.
Meeting,
we just haven't done them in an awfully long time. 12 months and 1 week.
We had a cool meeting. Somebody asked a question before and I lost it now.
Can I take this off now?
Yes.
Okay.
We had a meeting the other day with somebody, you know, about the possibility of doing some kind of virtual platform for Exotica Expos. And who knows? We may or may not do something.
We're not doing a virtual trade show. That's not happening.
We're not doing a virtual trade, but there's virtual aspects. There's shows of aspects of the show that could be cool virtually, and it would help the stars and some of the vendors anyway. But that's a whole other story. That's neither here nor there. And we're talking about it, and it was just, Jay, what the hell are you doing now? You're opening a beer bottle?
Well, I would show it to you, but it... Wait, hold on.
There's two... No, I can see it because I don't see the green screen right here.
I heard the top fall on the ground.
Yes.
Well, usually he opens them with like his like ass crack or his shoe anything that's around.
I actually have a bottle opener up here now. And I don't have Ted to hand me one because we are quarantining till next Thursday. And we're driving up to Vermont.
Can you ban Ted? Why would you ban Ted? He doesn't leave his house.
I'm not trying to kill my grandparents. Like, I get it. Like, Ted might have to go to a corner store, do whatever. Like, I'm just like, we're going to stay inside for two weeks and drive to Vermont on next Thursday. So next Thursday is happy hour-ish. We'll be on the road again. Can't wait to get back on the road again.
Next week?
What's that?
Why don't you do Friday? Why are you doing Thursday?
No, I'm driving up on Thursday so we can do we'll do the show on Friday.
He'll do it up in Vermont from his parents.
Oh, boom. BFI coming in with $10. Dude.
There you go, BFI.
Oh, BFI, I love you. Thank you, my BFI, Bill. I'm telling
Blue asked a question before, by the way, and I lost it. Oh, Bill said that Blue said that we should bet the money on the Cowboys and Steelers game. Blue, who do you think, you know, where should we bet that? I think the Steelers. What are the Steelers? What are their favorites by? I'm telling you, Jay, we're going to bet this on the football game this week. I will double our money.
You know what, Dan?
Texted Bill back. He's in my hot little phone.
Oh, my man. See? Everybody else that wants to throw out there, you could be in Christy's phone, too.
Dave is, too. There's
Dave in Ohio.
Okay.
Bill from Iraq gave 10. Thank you, Bill. We appreciate it.
Phone.
We made $40 tonight, Dan.
Dude. Thanks. Me. Christy, you're like seriously. You're the best.
You ever thought about co-hosting for free on Exotica TV?
Would you like a show on Exotica TV? Whatever tips you get, you can keep. But the show's yours.
No, but I will come on yours when you want. Anytime you get a guest call me.
Oh, okay.
We could just see that it's like it could just be like, yeah, it could be you. We should experiment
with
that.
What she's basically saying is that's never happened before. So
you know who was trying to get on with us? It was Scotty Schwartz.
I love Scotty. You know who I texted when the little snafu happened? Ginger. I'm like, Ginger, Skype me right now. I'm on with Exotica. And she's like, I would, but I'm at my accountant. So I tried to take one for the team.
Oh, man. You're the best.
One vote, Biden.
But I'll be your phone. So if you ever get another flake that just and hangs up,
text me. We've had people no-show or people canceled.
You have?
Right before.
But what, how does it work on Vivid Radio like that? If like,
have you ever had anybody like cancel on you or not no-show?
Of course you have.
A lot.
All the time, right?
What? Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I just talk about like, the great sex I had the night before. You know what I mean? It all works out.
That's TMI.
Good lie! Fuck it!
So.
You don't need to know about your sexual exploits. We really don't.
Fine.
This is a family show, Chrissy Canyon.
Yeah, seriously. Well, this is streaming on YouTube Kids.
You know what I noticed? Like, when I was on Vivid Radio, when Chrissy's in, like, show host mode, everybody's, like, known by their first and last name. So, Dan Davis. Every time she addressed me, so, Dan Davis, tell me about Exotica. So, Dan Davis, tell me this. It's like I'm talking to Marcy. Marcy always.
As I'm there. The phone.
Dude, what if
they're like.
Davis, tell me.
What do my kids call you, Dan?
Dan Dave, just your son does.
Yeah. No, they both do.
Ting calls me Dan Dan.
Dan Dan.
Oh, my God. You're so, so funny. I love it.
My son calls Jake Mr. Handy.
I seriously love it that I brought in the most. Thank you.
No, you are the best.
The champ.
I'm impressed.
The champ is here.
You know, and by the way, when Dan wins, he doubles our money after this weekend. We take that, we roll it back into Bitcoin. When we're on an island somewhere, like drinking, you know, mojitos and like hanging out, we're going to call you and we're going to invite you.
Dude, I'm serious.
You can come down on our boat.
Thanks.
Dude, can you bet Bitcoin on DraftKings? I think you can.
I'm sure you can.
I'm sure.
Dude, I'm trying to give you the $30. I don't want you to get access, or $40. I don't want you to get access to my $110 treasure chest.
Your treasure chest. Oh, I gotta buy shit.
That's the treasure chest right there.
It's true. See?
Don't take my title.
You know what? Amen, bye. Sister. Amen. All right. Well, listen.
Called treasure chest.
Do you know so Periscope? They just were asking if we want to moderate the comments. Somebody put a comment: Virgin Islands. They think that might be a bad word.
Wait, what?
When you're in Periscope in the chat.
It asks you if
people type
you want
things, right? And it says, would you like, you know, to please help us moderate this comment? Oh. Somebody type Virgin Islands, and it says either your choice are either looks okay, not sure, or...
I'm going to go ahead and say Grand Tetons.
I'm going to say 36 double D.
That's a better one to get flagged.
I'm going to say poop.
Yeah, that's right, Vivid Radio. We love those guys.
Porn dick.
You know what?
Porn dick.
Poop and
we're
talking, mom and dad sex.
We're talking about porn dick. Is there a difference between porn dick and civilian dick?
Yeah, porn dick for 95%, 98%, they really are 10 plus inches. They are huge. They are. It's not like a camera angle. It's not, you know, looping something. They're fucking big. They are big. Hugely. They're big
huge,
and big.
Huge. Huge.
Like the average is 5 to 7. Which, may I add, most girls in my business, our business, they prefer average. Once in a blue moon, you'll get a girl that's just like, I'm a fucking size queen. But overall, most of the girls, 95%, we, and I'm including myself, way prefer 5 to 7.
See that, Dan?
Jay, what about you?
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Jay, what do you prefer?
Hairy or shaved?
Oh, shaved. Yep, and actually, I knew that was going to be a whole line of conversation that I wanted to get in with Christy because God knows she's got like the most famous hairy bush that's ever been known to man.
It's not anymore.
No?
In fact, I just had wax today. No, I don't have the a la 80s by any means. I got the sides lasered years ago and the top a little, but I always have like a nice, I call it my turbojet landing strip.
See, that makes all the difference. Like I'm a, you know, no hair kind of guy, but at the end of the day, like as long as it's like cleaned around it, like you're good.
I got nice Russian wax.
Dan, what's your vagina look like?
My vagina? My mangina.
Buzz. I bet you it's angry. Does it look angry?
Angry vagina. What is it? Angry vagina.
Oh, I've seen them.
Amber. Amber
has an angry vagina.
I mean,
it just sounded like it should go in there.
An amber vagina.
All right.
I don't know.
Before we close off, a guy wants to. So you had mentioned, you know, you're dating someone, and we were, you know, talking about it. What is like three do's and three don'ts for Christy Canyon, but not Christy Canyon, you know, your real life persona.
Three do's and don'ts. God, that's a great.
How about just one?
No, she says a lot. Shut the fuck up. It's not a lot.
All right, fine. I'll be right back.
Do's and don'ts. You can't do drugs.
He's got to pee. You got a pee, Jay? Got a pee?
Come on.
Oh,
I'm kidding. I don't do that. Three do's and don'ts. You have to have a great sense of humor. Like, literally, that is one of the reasons why, and I don't want to get anything thrown at me, why I loved Ron Jeremy in his day so much, because he made me laugh all the time. Huge must make me laugh. Number two, don't brag. I can't stand people that brag. I don't care what you drive. I don't care how much money you make. Does not impress me. Third, no, is don't try and control me, because that'll backfire like no one's business. That's for you, BFI. When you say something like old-fashioned, we have to
stop. BFI said must be employed.
Has to have a car. I don't care if it's a junker. Like, I went out with a writer recently for one of the sites. Don't want to say his name. We went out for a little while. I thought the car was going to break down every time he went to, like, step on the gas. But it was a car. You have to have your own place. I don't want you living in the basement. I don't want the detached garage. You got to have your own place.
What if you have a roommate?
A roommate's okay, but your own room.
What if that roommate is your wife?
I'm not married.
No. Well, if the guy had a house with his wife, his wife was his roommate. Never mind. Anyway.
If they were seriously just friends at that point, I wouldn't care. That's how good I am. I don't feel competition with anyone.
Jay and I are just friends.
Just
friends with benefits.
And that's, those are my...
Blue Cross, Blue Shield, 401k.
The other thing, you have to have a job. I don't care if you're slinging burgers at McDonald's if you enjoy it. Don't come home, I hate my job, blah, blah. You have to enjoy what you do for a living, whether you make minimum wage or $100,000, whatever. You have to, A, have a job, and then, B, like your job. Like, I go to work and I look forward to, I love my job. So if someone doesn't like their job, that bugs me. Then find something else. I could, you know.
If you weren't doing porn, what would your job be, you think? If you weren't without any porn or in the adult industry. Like, did you ever say, like, some of the other girls that, you know, have gotten out of it, like, what the hell's her name? Jesus Christ. You know, this one's doing real estate, or that one's doing... A lot of the girls go into real estate, actually.
A lot, too. Or nursing. I don't know. I think I'm a one-trick pony. I don't know if I have any other talents. So let's just hope that...
You know what? You've stayed hot through your whole life. And that helps. Like that, you know...
I'm all greasy.
Oh, you're making her blush, Jay.
By the way, I just got absolutely punked by my 11-year-old and 8-year-old. Oh, my God.
What'd
they left me a sandwich on top of, like, the stairs that they were trying to give me for dinner.
Oh,
and while I was walking up, I took a bite of it. And it has ghost pepper stuff in it. It literally...
Did they really do that?
Yeah.
It has, like... You could fuck with them and make pretend like you're choking.
I literally
right now.
can hardly breathe.
That's adorable.
Yeah, that's adorable. They're fucking horrible humans.
If my kids did that, I would kill them.
Whoo! Like, literally just took, I'm like, oh, an enchilada. Like, cool. Took a bite as I was, like, running back. And I realized instantly that, and by the way, I had tried this, like, certain salsa, like, it's, like, called Crazy Hot or something like that yesterday. And they laughed all day because I looked ridiculous trying to eat it. And so they just went and did this. Yeah.
Dude, my kids make fun of me because if I eat something even remotely spicy, I'll just start sweating. Like, sweat will be coming out of, like, it's just my forehead and my, like, underneath my eyes. That's it. Will sweat like a mother. I can't do spice at all.
I know. I've heard. When we try and go out to dinner for Exotica staff,
that's because
Sundays,
you're freaking Dan's like, tequila oh, slurping. Because your tequila slurping mother always wants to go to a fucking.
I can't do
place.
This. Yeah.
Every time.
I always eat at the hotel at the Exoticas.
We do.
It's easy.
So much but though that it's Sunday like by the end, it's out. Like we need to go somewhere.
Yeah, Sunday night we usually go out for our like staff dinner. You guys should join us sometime, yeah. But his mother always wants to go. His mother comes to every one of our shows, hasn't missed one. Always wants to go to a Mexican restaurant because she loves margaritas.
I love that.
Yeah, but
she
all
drinks
the,
them like
but,
it's like she'll, she would have an IV to a margarita if it was like.
It's
legal.
Not just her. It's like we've eaten American food like you know like when I come home to Philadelphia, the first place I go is to Chinatown because it's just
you're
like
dying right now. I can tell you're dying right now. Drink
it's,
something.
It's hot. No, I'm good. But the first place I go is to Chinatown because over the course of the week, we've eaten deep dish pizza every day. Like, and by the way, I'm the first, I am the worst of it. Like, I'm the guy that wants to order that stuff. But when I'm done with it, I'm done with it. You know, like, and so usually by Sundays, it's like, you know, you don't eat Mexican, you don't eat anything because it's really just you're trying to keep moving, you know, and like working and grabbing a sandwich or whatever. So on Sundays, it's like, all right, let's chill and, you know, get something to eat. Dan can't do spicy. I've learned this.
It would kill me. I'll be like the guy in Dumb and Dumber that when they're in the diner.
You would be dead right now. Like if you took a bite this bite
the mob guy. The mob guy that they kill. I love that show. I love that show.
Man.
Well, you guys are adorable.
So, you know, the one thing that we don't have to do today is show our fourth guest promo info.
Sarah, where can everybody find you? Not here. Where can everybody find you online? Not on Exotica TV.
That was crazy. But
Sarah, we do want to thank you, Sarah, for joining us for those 2.5 minutes.
You guys, this show's going to go down. Oh, my God. But you know what? That's our
It's all
world.
Good. It's
so what you got to do, Christy, this is what you do. You have her on Vivid Radio, and then you ambush her with us.
I don't I'm want dumb. To I actually really like her, but I have.
I like her too, honestly.
I have heard stories. I have. And what are you going to do?
We all have.
Listen, I was willing to like move past it, but you know, second time's a charm. So you know, whatever.
Christy, where can everybody find you again? At Christy Canyon.
My favorite place is onlyfans.com/ChristyCanyon11. That OnlyFans, you guys, is. Unbelievable.
Yeah, totally. I screwed that one up. I didn't put the 1-1. So Christy Canyon.
I might not have though, Jay. That might be me. But that was
whatever.
Off of what Christy sent us last
Twitter,
time.
Instagram. The nice Christy. Thing is it's all Christy Canyon 1-1. Don't believe the graphic.
Oh, yeah, you screwed it up, Jay.
I did. Don't believe the graphic you see in front of you. It's got an 11 at the end of it. So all of them
yes.
have.
Something, no, something doesn't have an 11. Her cameo doesn't have an 11.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Those are fun too. I'm telling you. This sounds horrible, and I don't mean to offend anybody. I started something else with Ginger because we didn't know if we were going to go back on Vivid Radio. We were off for 5 months. So I started a podcast with Ginger. We're still doing it. We're breaking even, whatever. And so Ginger would come here every weekend, or I'd go to Vegas. You know, I'm looking back on this crazy summer. It's one of my favorite summers. I had so much fun. Yeah,
it was.
I was like, I got a hustle. Like I started Cameo. I amped up my OnlyFans. I am telling you, I had a great for a shit situation. And did I wish it didn't happen? Of course, because I missed the Exoticas, this, that. Like, okay, I get my facial today, right?
Which one? And
not the cop one. I got it from my facial girl at the salon. And I always pay her in cash, right? And today I wrote her a check or whatever. She's like, where's the cash? I'm like, I didn't do Exotica this year. You would get my Exotica.
You know what? My weed dealer said the same exact thing. I'm kidding.
Oh, she was like, because it was always my Exotica money. That was, you know, like, it was great. But I thought that you'd appreciate that. You
well, listen, the beautiful.
We're going to have Ginger on next week. We got to have Ginger on next week with Scotty
really
Short
do.
For the toy and Christmas story. We got to have them on. I mean, and you can always come back on. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no.
You can come on.
By the way, as long as you promise not to cancel on us, or not cancel, but hang up on us 5 minutes in, then we're good.
Let them enjoy it. They have so much
Send me Ginger's. I don't know if I still have Ginger's info. Send me Ginger's info. Okay. But we wanted to thank you, A, for
being
coming
fucking
on, and
awesome.
B, staying on, and C, being fucking Christy Canyon, the right. awesome person that you are.
You guys are amazing. I was driving home from my facialist today, and it's like noon.
Is that a title, facialist?
Yes. Absolutely.
It should be. I'm sure it is. And I pull up on the freeway, there's traffic, and right next to me on the left, there's like a big police canine, you know, like SUV. And I like stop and I roll down my window. I'm like, and she rolls down her window. She's like, thank you. So I want my message tonight, be nice to your cops because they're almost all great. Just, you know, like.
Especially the ones that give her facials.
You know what? Be nice to everybody. Being nice, be nice. Is a lot yeah. easier
but
than
Jay,
being an asshole.
As Dalton said, be nice until it's a time not to be nice.
Oh, and then.
I then agree. Because
I always go like this, give them the heart, or I was giving.
Then if they don't reply to me, I'm like.
No, they always hate.
All right, well, Chrissy, thank you so much for coming in. Dan, thank you for looking as sexy as you always are.
Jay, thank you.
Yeah, hey, listen, thank me.
Love you guys.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Chrissy. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Pennsylvania. Thank you, Georgia.
Yes.
Thank you.
Dave from Ohio, BFI.
All of our benefactors.
Yeah, that's true. Dude, by the way.
Thank you, those people who have gone on MrZilla.com and bought our shirts.
That's right.
And thank you, everybody who goes to ExoticaExpo.com and comes to our shows. And thank you.
And no, thank
you. You guys are great. I'll talk to you soon. Anytime you have an open space, call your girl here.
You got it. For myself, Christy J, stay safe.
Stay sexy, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.